welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the United Mine Workers of America and the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. We appreciate their support very much. Joining me today by telephone, we've got Bernie Lunzer. He's with the Newspaper Guild Communication Workers of America at the LA Times. Bernie, welcome to the Union Edge.
I'm glad to be here.
Hey, we appreciate it very much. You're local president, and you guys are in the midst of an organizing drive at the LA Times.
The thing. Yeah, I'm actually the national union president and of the News Guild CWA, and so the LA Times group will be forming a new local.
Uh-huh. I apologize, and I stand corrected.
No, that's right.
But hey, so talk to us about the organizing drive. You know, I would have bet dollars to donuts that the LA Times was organized already. A unit of 300-400 people. How's that going?
Well, it actually went very well. I mean, the margin, we won by about 85%. If you know the history of LA, you know that it was set up as a very sort of anti-union town, partly in response to Northern California. And the original owners, a guy named Otis and then his son-in-law, Chandler, they made it their purpose in life to work with other business people in L.A. to keep unions out. And so there was a famous bombing there 110 years ago. You know, you'd think it happened yesterday based on the way people talk about it. This is a group of, you know, workers, newsroom reporters, journalists of all kinds, a copy editor, photographers. You know, they just recognize they had to take their fate in their own hands. And they have a quality product that they want to preserve, and they believe this matters.
Well, that's good. Now, let me ask you a question. Newspapers all over the country are, well, they're changing and expanding and growing through other means besides paper pulp.
Right. The digital side, yep.
Right. And as we're moving into that, does that present any unique situations when it comes to organizing, when it comes to representation? What, as a trade union, should we expect from that type of environment?
Well, I think, first of all, digital workers often see themselves as different. Our people that are on both the print and digital platforms really understand that journalists are journalists. The platform really doesn't matter. Everything,
right,
and whatever job you have right now, digital is becoming a component of it. And certainly for people that are content creators, they're going to use all the platforms, and digital is, as you know, it's the huge platform right now.
Right.
Go ahead.
For us in radio, digital is kind of really neat because we know exactly who downloaded our program. And, you know, not the individual, but we know that program was downloaded and somebody listened to it, and we can say this is the number. Same thing with people downloading articles from digital. You know, you're never quite sure if somebody actually reads the paper, newspaper, but you're pretty
right,
darn sure if they downloaded it onto the phone, they did it deliberately, you know?
Right. The good metrics, the problem is that most of the money is being captured by Google and Facebook. 80% of new digital revenue last year was captured by Google. That's the problem. The problem is, where is the money going? And the money, we've got to find a way to get the money back to the content creators.
Very interesting. And I'm sure that is a discussion that you'll be having with management in the future. What are the next steps for the folks working at the LA Times?
Well, the first step is to pull together the bargaining structure to get to the table, simultaneously set up a local formation and their officers and their network. But again, as you can imagine, with a group that organized with 85% of the vote in favor, they're extremely mobilized. So
mm-hmm.
they are connected. And now they're going to sit down and really figure out what issues they care about, what they want to negotiate over. And so they feel they've got the wind at their back. They've got a right now to go to the table and make the employer listen to them, which is really what a union is all about.
Right.
Democratic workplace, and they, you know, they feel very, very good about it. And I think they're going to go forward. Their passion for this was incredible. And I think they're going to go forward and they're going to attain most of their goals.
There you go. And L.A., not for nothing, has a pretty substantial central labor council, too.
Yes, it does. Despite that history I told you, the labor managed to get into the town anyway. And it's a very strong movement.
Yeah, well, you know, they sent the Pinkerton boys after us here in Pittsburgh and Homestead. We gave them, four. But that's
there
another story. So, Bernie, anything that the public should know about what's going on with this?
Well, here's the thing, I think, especially for union organizers and for people care about, that are organizers in general for social justice, and nobody thinks that there's a quick path to perfection or to utopia. But I'll tell you what, people want to be involved in having a say. And so right now, you can appeal to people's good nature and get them out and activated and organized, whether it's union, whether it's other things. Look at the women's movement just in this last weekend.
Oh, yeah.
When you put all the numbers together, it was probably the biggest demonstration, protest, activism event in the history of the United States. That's incredible. I think it's the reason why we sit around, we watch all this negative cable TV. The truth is, I think there's a lot of reason for hope, and that's the core of it. People care, appeal to their better nature, get them together, and I think we're going to do just fine.
Absolutely. Let me ask you a question. In light of, and I know you're not public sector, I know you're private sector, but in light of Janus versus AFSCME and some of the other concerns that labor unions and their leadership are having, what recommendation do you make to trade unions all across the country right now?
Is connect your members, get them together, talk about it, tell them why it's important that we have membership, explain to them. They know by now that the power really only comes from the membership. And so, you know, reach out. I think that probably what we're guilty of in our darker hours is we don't talk enough to our members, and we don't do it one-on-one. And so
it
sounds pretty simple and old-fashioned, but the truth is the more things change, the more they stay the same. You need to talk to your people and keep them close and give them the authority to direct the local. That's really what matters.
Right. Bernie, have you been on the shop floor there yet?
Yeah, I've been out and talked with several of folks, yep.
Okay, and when you're out on the shop floor, and, you know, I'm an old dog organizer myself, and I believe it's organize, represent. But representation is not necessarily just filing a grievance or going to arbitration. I mean, just sitting there and talking with people and giving them a clear picture of what's going on at the macro level is oftentimes very helpful and is, in fact, representation.
Absolutely.
What kind of questions did your new members have for you when you were there visiting?
I think the question right now is, you know, what can they achieve? How do they best get to where they want to go? They want to understand bargaining, and so you have to explain to them right now that the bargaining tool is important, but that the focus of the power is not at the bargaining table. And so it's an education process right now. They know what they want, and they want to be respected. They want to be included. And so, you know, we'll get them there. Again, it's the passion and the degree to which they talk to each other and have made this just such an important thing to do. It almost kind of blows my mind. I don't think I've ever seen a vote this strong and this positive.
Yeah, it's kind of neat when it comes in that hard. I know.
That's
hey,
right.
Listen, we are getting ready to, we're running out of time here. Bernie, I want to thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Very quick question. What are the folks in L.A. saying about this? Good thing?
I think the overall community is very excited. You know, part of the problem right now is that communities are worried about losing their papers. And they believe that a unionized paper is more likely to survive. And I think that's right.
Yeah. And, you know, we've got the Post-Gazette here in Pittsburgh, and we're supporting them in any and every way that we possibly can.
They're doing a great job, by the way. They've exposed some really important issues lately. A lot of activism in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette newsroom.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, the really neat thing about it is we are on the part of our shop here in Pittsburgh is on the other side. We're the Teamsters. And it's really neat seeing the AFL and an independent union working together that closely to get the job done.
Absolutely.
Bernie, let me ask you a question. How do we find out more about the Newspaper Guild, CWA?
Newsguild.org is a place to go to. If you want to get real particulars about what happened in L.A., go to LatGuild, LatGuild.com. So either Newsguild.org or LatGuild.com.
There you go. We appreciate it very much. If there's anything we can do to help, please let us know.
Fantastic. Good talking to you.
Talk to you soon. It was Bernie Lunzer, president of the Newspaper Guild Communication Workers of America, talking about the LA Times organizing. Great job. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.